All right, what's going on, gang? I'm a little more calm here. I think there's more calmness to pre-recording than when it's a live broadcast. You know what I'm talking about, right? When it's a live broadcast, you're like, I'm yelling at people that I'm interacting with right now about things. But you know, when you're recording, it's like, okay, let's sit down and figure this thing out. All right, so some folks, there isn't full crossover audience for every platform, right? So, like, but there are some folks from the Facebooks that check out the podcast from there, and you folks may notice that I'm, you know, stepping back from the personal Facebook page and focusing more on the public pages, the WordPress blogs and the WordPress website, and the podcast, and you know, putting more content out in other areas where the platform spreads, the overall platform. Like, the personal Facebook page is just fine. Like, that's really, it's doing great, and I don't really need to update it for a while. I can kind of leave that alone, especially after this weekend of posting, right? All right, so what do we have going on here? I think I want to just play some clips and kind of just talk about the rap shit, right? Let's talk about the rap shit that I'm doing right now. All right, let's get into it.
William said he won't attend my wedding unless I crip walk into my reception.
We might as well hop out the pulpit and let the choir preach it. Your argument would have teeth if you would quit biting Phoenix. Try to be Finn, we can leave them slayed. Three languages, English, tea, and shade. Wine cellar to the bone gristle. We throw missiles on the warpath to make his soul sizzle. And I attack him with the fat flow. I make it dance like Hillary to get the black vote. I'm a super predator about the heel top, so I ain't paying attention until she does the crip walk. She can study it on Lokestapedia. For now, I gotta deal with the social media. Different day, but the same turd. Corny motherfuckers wanna drag a nigga like James Byrd. With your clickbait schemes and plans. With niggas like you, who needs the clan?
Yeah, so, folks that listen to the podcast, you've heard that before. Probably, I don't know if I've ever played it with the high-definition podcast audio yet, but yeah. That's, right, I speak three languages, English, tea, and shade, and since I'm, really getting heavier into, trying to wrap up this Socialize the Justice project, which will be like, you know, call it an album. Well, I like to just call it a project, but sure, call it an album. All right, so I'm finishing up my little project with the Socialize the Justice, and it's like, I looked at it, and I was like, man, I want to put that on there, but it's only one verse, and I will consider it a legitimate song if I just add one more verse and then play the hook one more time and fade it out. Then it's like a legitimate song, right? Open, middle, close. Open, middle, close. And so today, Sunday, February 12th, 2017, I sat down and sort of did that verse. So let's hear that. You folks are hearing it here first.
So memorize it and repeat the phrase. I speak three languages, English, tea, and shade.
If you're more of a reader than a listener, you can peep our written content at socialdissonance.wordpress.com.
Now all these new school kids on the digital stage, you're pantering in a circle cause you're sitting afraid. You don't say what you really think all of the time. You pay attention to the trend and you follow the line. Now you can't even tell that you're rolling with busters. Don't go with the crowd, homie, go with the justice. Keep it consistent, even when it gets a little backlash, even resistance. Popularity responds to gravity. What goes up comes down quite rapidly. So don't be popular, don't be fashionable, just be honest, cause that's admirable. Now I have to go right about the dough. But just one more thing that you should know. Despite Occam's razor, I kinda like people, even when I have to tell them that I'm trilingual.
Something about you. Yeah, so now I think that verse was that was a pretty sorta OG type of verse. Like, that was one where it was like the context was very much like getting at the little homies, like, hey, this is how you do it, this is how you don't do it, right? Let's go back over that verse. Let's try to rap explain it. I have it loaded up over here. Let's bring that in.
Speak three languages, tea and shade. So memorize it and repeat the phrase. I speak three languages, English, tea and shade.
If you're more of a reader than a listener, you can peep our written content at socialdissonance.wordpress.com.
Now all these new school kids on the digital stage, you're panting in a circle cause you're sitting afraid.
All right. So all these new school kids on the digital stage, you're pandering to circles because you sitting afraid. All right. Because, I'm used to, you know, the real stage, the very large, you know, the large stage where you can get booed. Right. You can get booed off that stage, you know, and that would be terrible for you. You know, when these cats, they're not even on a stage like that. They're on a digital stage. Where, you know, Facebook, Instagram, or, you know, whatever one of these platforms is that allows them to have that platform. And all they're doing is just, they're pandering. Like people be pandering to their own folks. I know some of y'all see that. Like, the people who essentially only post the same topic over and over again, but remix the words a little bit. Yeah, like, you're pandering. Let's see where else this verse is going.
Now all these new school kids on the digital stage, you're pandering a circle cause you're sitting afraid. You don't say what you really think all of the time, you pay attention to the trend and you follow the line.
Right? You don't say what you really think all of the time, you pay attention to the trend and you follow the line. Right? Like, I'm not gonna say homegirl's name on here, right? Cause it's cold game like that. But like a black trans woman, you know, made a very serious post stating a very serious position, and the black cis women essentially, flexed on her and made her change her position on what she thinks about herself being a black trans woman. Like, no, you're supposed to think this. Like, talk about some motherfucking splaining. And I mean, and that was like, that was coercive, abusive. Right? Like, forced her to not speak her mind, to not speak her truth, to, as Janet Mock might put it, redefine realness. They said, no, you get to only express what we decide is the realness in this echo chamber. It was terrible. That was a terrible moment, right? And some of you folks that cross up, you may have seen that thread. That was like, maybe about a month ago in the Facebooks, but I'm not gonna blow up her name like that, man. But that was some cold shit. All those cis black women basically put that black trans woman in her place, right? So she can't say what she wants all of the time, as this verse is saying. Let's keep going.
Now all these new school kids on the digital stage, you're pandering a circle cause you're sitting afraid. You don't say what you really think all of the time, you pay attention to the trend and you follow the line. Now you can't even tell that you're rolling with busters. Don't go with the crowd, homie, go with the justice.
Right? So you can't even tell that you're rolling with busters. Don't go with the crowd, homie, go with the justice. Alright, just go with the justice. Fuck the crowd. The crowd ain't shit. All right, like, if the crowd is walking toward the cliff, don't go toward the cliff. Go with the justice. All right, should've learned that from the fucking from the primary to the general election. Right, should've went with the justice, but instead went with the crowd. Now you got Trumpelstiltskin. All right, I keep taking it from the top instead of I like taking it from the top. Let's go.
Sitting afraid, you don't say what you really think all of the time, you pay attention to the trend and you follow the line. Now you can't even tell that you're rolling with busters. Don't go with the crowd, homie, go with the justice. Keep it consistent even when it gets a little backlash, even resistance.
Right, keep it consistent even when it gets a little backlash, even resistance. And that's gonna happen. That shit's happened with my shit. And you know what I do? I keep growing. Right? Like, I hit the platforms and it's like, yo, I'm on that atheist shit. Right? And then like some of the atheists are like, yeah, we on that shit. And some Christians are like, man, I can dig it, but I disagree. Right? And then some Christians are like, fuck you. Right? And, but then, so now you're on, now I'm on that atheist shit. Then I'm like, yo, but nigga, my experience is black, nigga, I'm a black atheist. And then some white atheists are like, you know what? I could dig that. Other ones are like, nah, fuck you. Right? And then, and the audience keeps shifting and moving. Right? Now I'm black atheist. But you know what? I'm a black atheist leftist. I'm not one of these apathetic libertarians. I think I'm going to throw out the word nihilist. And then I'm going to go look it up later. I don't think I'm like one of those apathetic folks. It's just like, well, there's nothing that happens after you die, so might as well just be, cruel and evil and oppressive now and enjoy my life, no matter if I'm stepping on someone else's neck or not. I don't want to be that, right? So I talk about things like, this patriarchal shit over here is fucked up. This rape culture shit over here is fucked up, right? Like, these things are fucked. We got to fix these things. And then when I say those words, then the folks that self-identify as feminists, then they're like, oh, you, okay, yeah, we dig that shit. We dig what you're talking. But then I'm like, yeah, but I think that, with black women, look at what black women are talking about and just look at what's being done to black women. I think I should focus more there. And then some white feminists are like, I could dig it. And then other ones are like, fuck you. Right. So now I'm over here. But, some people came with me all the way from when I just said I'm atheist, came all the way over there. Jan Loco is one of those folks. Jan Loco was from way back in 2012. Right. So now we're over here. And then, so now, around the black women talking about these things, talking about atheists, talking about patriarchy shit, talking about being black, talking about what's going on, black women, right? Black trans women, black cis women. And then I open up my face again. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on all that other shit, but I'm also on some anti-capitalist shit. I don't like this petty bourgeois shit, right? I don't like this fucking class caste system. I'm here for the straight up laborer. I'm here for the bottom rung laborer. And, come to find out, a lot of these black women I interact with are very academic and very classist and very much in that petty bourgeois area, because they got their big fancy degrees and they're better than other people by how the economic caste system sees things. And some of them are like, that class analysis, that's some real shit. Let's talk about that. Let's get into that shit. What can we talk about and do that, do against that shit? And other ones are like, fuck you. Right. And it keeps going, man. But just follow the justice. And keep it consistent. Be honest. Right? Let's see where else this verse is going. The verse should be almost over. Kids on the digital stage. You're pantering the circle because you're sitting afraid. You don't say what you really think all of the time. You pay attention to the trend and you follow the line. Now you can't even tell that you're rolling with busters. Don't go with the crowd, homie. Go with the justice. Keep it consistent, even when it gets a little backlash, even resistance. Popularity responds to gravity. What goes up comes down quite rapidly. All right, popularity responds to gravity. What goes up comes down quite rapidly. All right, and I think that, and what I'm really speaking to more there is like the speed of it, right? Like, don't hop on a platform and just pander so hard that like you just immediately, like in the first day, you just get 1,000 followers, because those 1,000 followers, they came for that and that only. You deviate from that the littlest bit, and they're gone. And they're gone. And then you, as a content creator, since all you did was pander, you don't know what to say now, because now you're like, now you want to say that thing that got that to get those people back. And you're going to get like maybe like 10-15% of them back. But the rest of them are like, whenever they see your name, they're like, oh, that's that motherfucker that ain't shit, because they don't always only talk about the one issue that I'm on. Right? So no, man, like, slowly bring in multiple subjects, that's why it's an allied left. So don't be popular, don't be fashionable, just be honest, cause that's admirable. Don't be popular, don't be fashionable, just be honest, cause that's admirable. Nothing to break down there. Now I have to go right about the dough, but just one more thing that you should know. Despite Occam's razor, I kinda like people, even when I have to tell them that I'm trilingual. Something. Yeah. Despite Occam's razor, I kinda like people, even when I gotta tell them that I'm trilingual. And then it goes back to the hook, I speak three languages, English, tea, and shade. Yeah, man. That's that fun stuff right there. Right, so this is another one where it's like, so you folks have heard this one before, right? This is the You Raped Her. Let's let the first verse play to refresh you. Now, if she's not interested, she's not some tease, love. And if she does not consent, that also means no. Like information, I'm speaking broader than general. The world revolves around more than your genitals. If you never listen, you never know what's up. You're a human, not a squirrel. Stop obsessing over nuts. It's real basic to face this truth. Coercion ain't cool, that's some rape shit too. Drunk, high, intimidation of lies. There was once a time of being stripped away from a lie. Ever consider you the cause of depression and suicide? Just to feed your ego and revel in foolish pride. Bragging about how you tagging, how you did it was foul. It didn't hurt from your girth, it's cause she isn't aroused. It was built on bit cards, you lived in the house. You know your whole perception of sex was fictional now. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya from facing the fact that you raped her. Some of you get it, I know y'all shudder. Cause black women ain't safe with so-called brothers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya from facing the fact that you raped her. When it comes to solidarity. Alright, so that, yeah, so that's another one where it was the same deal, right? Like, I want to put it on the project, but I only have that one verse. And so, also, earlier today, right, February 12th, 2017, I went ahead and laid another verse for this one. And I posted about this in the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends Group, kind of an exclusive area. Very, very, very exclusive, very high-end. but I posted a video talking about it in there. So those folks already heard me riffing about it. And I was like, what direction do I want to go with the second verse? Because, like, the first verse, I guess, sort of, like, lays out the anti-rape culture position and argument. Like, you know, as much as you can consolidate into 16 bars, right? And so, like, the second verse, like, it clicked in my head. And I was like, I'll make it a diss. I'll diss Timothy Bradford. So that's what I did. Diss Timothy Bradford. And I started it by mentioning my biological niece, right? So let's go ahead and carry ourselves into that verse and see what's going on there. Nothing can save ya from facing the fact that you wait. When it comes to solidarity, we never can fuss until our sisters don't need to be protected from us. I never post a picture of my niece online, no matter what you motherfuckers really wanna tell me. I see a little nasty ass pedophile supporters in full solidarity with Robert Kelly. Homie, fuck that. I ain't defending these bastards. Fuck BYP. Fuck Timothy Bradford. Rapist? You ain't queer, you a straight dick. You ain't non-binary, that's fake shit. You ain't triggered, you don't need a safe space. You a danger to the people in your race. For the femmes, for the trans, for the cis women. You get in, that's a scammer to just trick him. And if I just hit him, you'll probably resent. But I punch Nazis, and he's a Nazi of consent. So get ghost, nigga, bounce, homie, straight raise. And you ain't slick with the name, change the fade ways. You feel it? Nothing can save you. Okay. So now let's do the old run it back and see, how we were laying that out. All right. Do 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 boop skip to flip ba dibba do. All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Don't need to be protected from us. I never post a picture of my niece online, no matter what you motherfuckers really wanna tell me. I see a little nasty ass pedophile supporters in full solidarity with Robert Kelly.
Right, so basically I'm saying I'll never post a picture of my niece online because y'all niggas still support Robert Kelly. That's the pedophile rapist R. Kelly, right? So, like, as long as I see you motherfuckers out here supporting R. Kelly, why would I post a fucking picture of my fucking, you know, preteen or young teenage niece for you nasty motherfuckers to look at? Fuck you. Y'all niggas is nasty, because, yeah, so, like, that's how I start that verse, right, with that. Let's go.
To be protected from us. I never posted a picture of my niece online. No matter what you motherfuckers really wanna tell me, I see a little nasty ass pedophile supporters in full solidarity with Robert Kelly. Homie, fuck that. I ain't defending these bastards. Fuck BYP. Fuck Timothy Bradford.
Alright, I ain't defending these bastards. Fuck BYP. Fuck Timothy Bradford. You know, so it's like, here we go. You know, and I felt it too, right? Timothy Bradford, right? Here, like, here we go. 5-syllable rhyme. Let's make it work. Let's do this. And just throwing out the fuck BYP. And folks can go back and check the episode where we read from the blog of Black Girl with Glasses. She lays it out quite well about BYP. That's a Black Youth Project in out there in Chicago, which, and they fucking they uphold and defend rapists within their organization. Them niggas is nasty, cuz. Fuck them niggas, man. Alright, here we go.
Rapist, you ain't queer, you a straight dick. You ain't non-binary, that's fake shit.
Now, I don't like the D word, right? I don't like saying the word dick, right? I don't like that word, but I figured, like, it's useful for this rhyme, right? Like, it makes sense. It matches with a 2-syllable rhyme, so let's run it back and see how we used it there.
Homie, fuck that. I ain't defending these bastards. Fuck BYP. Fuck Timothy Bradford. Rapist, you ain't queer, you a straight dick. You ain't non-binary, that's fake shit.
Right, so you're a rapist, you ain't queer, you're a straight dick. You ain't non-binary, that's fake shit. Right, so basically saying you're a rapist, and then, like, because the thing is, Timothy Bradford's a fucking liar, right? That is a cis, hetero, masculine-ass motherfucking man, all right, to the core. But he realized that people in these marginalized, like, social media circles, they're very fucking trusting as soon as you identify, like, so that nigga just came, like, he saw, like, oh, he can get around, like, you know, all these vulnerable women and femmes by just saying, hey, I'm queer, I'm non-binary, you know, I'm they, them, and people are like, oh, shit, all right, you know, and, like, and motherfuckers trusted him, and then he fucking, basically, the predator is in the house. You know, and that's not their fault. Like, remember, rape is always the fault of the rapist. You know, I think this audience probably knows that. All right, fucking, so yeah, that's what he did with that. And that's why I say you're not that, and I will deny you that bullshit. You're a fucking liar. All right, here we go. Let's see where it's going.
Facing the fact that you raped. When it comes to solidarity, we never can fuss until our sisters don't need to be protected from us. I never posted a picture of my niece online. No matter what you motherfuckers really wanna tell me, I see a little nasty ass pedophile supporters in full solidarity with Robert Kelly. Homie, fuck that. I ain't defending these bastards. Fuck BYP. Fuck Timothy Bradford. Rapist, you ain't queer, you a straight dick. You ain't non-binary, that's fake shit. You ain't triggered, you don't need a safe space. You a danger to the people in your race.
Right, again, just basically still denying them, right? Like, you ain't triggered, you don't need a safe space. You're a danger to the people in your race. Alright, you understand? Like, as a black person, you're a danger to other black people. And no, you're not triggered. Because he used to pull that shit when he would get on some old bullshit posted on his social media network page, and, oop, my bad, I accidentally clicked the beat, posting that shit on social media network page, people would be like, cuz, what the fuck do you want? He'd be like, oh, I'm triggered right now, I need to take a break, and then again, people respond to that, people are very trusting, you know, so, like, when he says, I'm triggered, people are like, they believe him, and then what he's really doing is just taking that time to lay low until it blows over, and then he just comes back like, hey, you know, fuck that nigga, man, that nigga's so fucking grimy. All right, let's see where this is going.
These bastards, fuck BYP, fuck Timothy Bradford. Rapist, you ain't queer, you a straight dick. You ain't non-binary, that's fake shit. You ain't triggered, you don't need a safe space. You a danger to the people in your race. For the femmes, for the trans, for the cis women, you get in, that's a scammer to just trick them.
Right? Alright, so you're a danger to people of the race. For the femmes, for the trans, for the cis women, you get in as a scammer to just trick them. So basically everything that I've just been sort of rap-splaining, I kind of laid out in that bar. For the femmes, for the... Yeah, hold on, let's play that bar again. Do-do-do-do-do-skibby-do.
People in your race. For the femmes, for the trans, for the cis women, you get in, that's a scammer to just trick them.
Yeah, for the femmes, for the trans, for the cis women, you get in, that's a scammer to just trick them. God, I accentuate so hard when I'm rapping, man. I hope that doesn't make it hard to understand.
And if I just hit him, you'll probably resent. But I punch Nazis, and he's a Nazi of consent.
All right, then I said, because I know some people are very very nonviolent, very pacifist. And I said, if I hit him, you'll probably resent. But I punch Nazis, and he's a Nazi of consent. All right, continuing.
For the cis women, you get in, it's a scammer to just trick him. And if I just hit him, you'll probably resent. But I punch Nazis, and he's a Nazi of consent. So get ghost, nigga, bounce, homie, straight raise. And you ain't slick with the name, change the faith ways.
Can you spill it?
Yeah, and then, so get ghost, nigga, bounce, homie, straight raise. And you ain't slick with the name change to fade ways, right? Because when his Timothy Bradford name really went down the fucking tubes, right? When the fact that he's a dirty piece, rapist piece of shit came out, then that nigga gonna, you know, like, step off and then come back under some fucking new social media account under the name Fade Ways. Like, nigga, you grimy ass nigga. We know that's you, motherfucker. Yeah, so, man, fuck that nigga, man. So that's what's going on, like, I'm stepping away from my personal Facebook page and putting more work toward getting this content done and up so that, you know, the Socialize to Justice project needs to be done, and then so I can, start selling it so we can bring more money into the wine cellar and upgrade that gosh darn website so we can have unlimited video uploading space so that, again, I repeat, so we don't have to worry about Facebook people egregiously reporting, disingenuously reporting, and then getting our shit removed.
The days were long and the nights so cold. The pages turned and the tale unfolds. He left me for another lady. She stood so tall and she never slept. There was not one moment he could regret. He left me for.
All right, and that's it. That was quite easy, right? So that's a very short wine cellar for you. Don't forget, check out winecellarmedia.com for the news stories that we're checking out. Chris Cuomo compared being called fake news to being called nigger. A judge in Baton Rouge called a black woman nigger at a local restaurant. A sports ball player. Oh, football. He plays football. I didn't know which. I only said sports ball because I didn't know which sport. I think that's a corny joke. I don't like when people say sports ball. It's like you're a dweeb. A football player, Michael Bennett, explains why he refuses to go to Israel as an ambassador of goodwill. Interesting story. You want to check that out on winecellarmedia.com and then share that to your, share that to your folks, you know, like help us get clicks on the website so that, you know, fucking more people will check out our content and we can upgrade this motherfucker. Another one, I have the video posted. The video was hard to access on, I think it was CNN.com, so, too much flash and ads were loading, so I reposted the video to the Facebooks so you can access the video, and it's, and you can get to it through WineCellarMedia.com, and, the title of the piece is, Parents Are Outraged After Students Are Shown a White Guilt Cartoon for Black History Month. They put white guilt in scare quotes, because that's that shit that white people just say. I don't want to have white guilt, you know, like, what the fuck, nigga? Which, ironically, that kind of is a thing. Like people that have identified and been happily categorized and classified as white are guilty of great atrocities. So there actually is white guilt. It's just that people do what people need to. Like, the honest thing to say is, I don't want to be held accountable for what people that are categorized, classified as white are collectively guilty for, guilty of, right? And there's an article there, and then you can actually see the video that the students were shown. A website, here, get a little ableism for you here. A website for disabled kids disappears after Betsy DeVos takes office. Ain't that nice? And we missed our allied left. I really want to have a good allied left discussion. Hopefully I can get that going every Sunday. But this Sunday, I was like, I better create some content and we can work on the discussion next week. And I want to get, You know, I mean, hell, forget panel. I want that shit to be like a town hall. I want as many people live on the line talking over each other as possible, right? As many people as I can get, you know, Skyped in, telephoned in. Jesus Christ. I don't think... you know what? Google Hangouts might be a YouTube thing. So, I mean, we might be able to just simulcast stream it through YouTube as well. You know, so that would be that would actually be a pretty fair deal. So yeah, we'll see about that, getting these allied lefts, because the discussions, you know, lead to the building, so gotta get that going. Right, a Russian artist gives out free tattoos to cover domestic violence scars. Mississippi retaliates against liberals by proposing firing squads as an execution method because of, you know, all the situations and circumstances going on with the fucked up lethal injections. So they're like, well, we won't shoot them then, motherfuckers. All right, so all that shit is going on. So, and I want to get back to you on Monday. Hopefully, I can get Shauna Jemai on the program. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, ma'am. I'd like to get Shauna Jemai on the program. I think because I get off the corporate plantation at 2:30 p.m., and I think she gets off the corporate plantation like after 4 p.m. So, hopefully, at 6 p.m., she and I can get together and give you guys a nice lengthy segment of free thought conversation for Monday, right? And then and these are just my hopes and dreams for this coming week. Fucking, and for Tuesday I'd really like to get with Madison Page. All right, yeah, like I want to get some shit going. And Nicole Waddington and Lola Phoenix. Like, hopefully this can just be a week full of guest appearances. It probably won't work out. Things just tend to not work out. Alright, so that's your Wine Cellar. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.